Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! We are continuing our previous shiur, where we went into an in-depth explanation of the chiyuv to give ahava. We said there are two aspects. There's the matana aspect of helping the gavra, that one cannot demand back, meaning if he doesn't have, one can't go to the person and say, give me. And as a result of the fact that you have to help the gavra, how do you do that? Through ahava. We're giving him this loan, that's what the pasuk is talking about. But in Mela, there's an Isra of Losielo Kenoshe. You can't be a creditor because you're one with him. That's Hani, Imach. He's one with you, and therefore you can't be a creditor. You can't ask back from him if he doesn't have. We explain the Im, because that's not the Chefetz of the Mitzvah. The Chefetz of the Mitzvah is the person that he's being helped. The money is just a totsah of the Mitzvah and the Chiyuv. That's Chol Mitzad, the Ami V'Ani Imach. And therefore it says a Lashon of Im, even though it's a Chiyuv. Im, because it's not the Chefetz of the Mitzvah, but as Chazal teach us, but because it's the result, it's also an obligation, of course. That's what we talked about in the previous shiur, and now we're going to go further. Then on this it says, Lo Siya Lo Kenosha, the Ramban says, Lo Tia Kemoshe La Loive. That's what the note, don't be like a Moshel. Rashi, Brachas Vav Amid Beis, Dibur Maschel La Roshenu, that it says, Herkavta Enosh La Roshenu, means Lios Noshe Banu, Kenosha Kirashia. So Rashi also says, that it's the inyan of Rosh and Shlita. This inyan of being a Nosha, of a creditor, is being a Rosh, is ruling over. Your Kafta Enosh, Lios the Roshenu. You took this person to make him to be our head, to be Nosha Banu. That's the Rosh, it's being a ruler over. That's exactly what we're saying. That the Malve has nothing on the Guf Halove. He can't be Moshe on the Guf Halove. The person has money, he can ask for the Mamonis back. But on the Guf Halove, he has no tainus. The explanation is that normally the din of Noshe, the word Noshe, is talking about Tvi Sachov, demanding one's money back. Lashon of Noshe is also talking about Shichacha, forgetting, as it says in Parashas Hazinu, Tzur Yeladcha Teshi, the rock that gave birth to you forgot. So Noshe, Lashon of Shichacha, and it's also said in context of Chisaron and Hasara, as it says in the Shisi Tova, I lack good was removed from me. Echa Perak Gimel Pasuk Yud Zayin, Parashas Miketz, Kina Shani Elokim es Kol Amoli. God made me forget. So we could say that Bisod, it's all one. It's a Lashon Chisaron, the idea of Mush, Lo Mush Mizichroni. That means it didn't move from its place. It's Lo Mush. Mush means to move. So the Chisaron is because it moved. If one had it and it moved away, then he's lacking. Nashani, forgetting, chisaron. Shichcha is also a chisaron, that you remembered something and you knew something and now you forgot it. A malva is also called a nosha. A malva is called a nosha because he's machzir. Because nechser lemalves mimona, he's lacking his money. The Ktzos and Simon Kofesiv Kanalf writes that a lov is also called a nosha, because he's lacking, and the malva has to be mashlem is chisaron. But the malva is certainly called by the Torah nosha, because he's lacking his money. And that it says, Lo cielo kinoshe. In other words, don't think of yourself as chaser because you're lacking money. Shaz, umemela, hayta siya v'chiyuv gam begavra shel halove. If you think of yourself as being chaser, there's a chisor in you bats muscha begavra. So memela, the love would have to fulfill that. Because it's not fair, why should you, the gaver, be chaser al tzim? Because you gave him, so he has to fulfill what you're lacking. No, don't see yourself that way, because it's not true, as we explain. Fulfilling the need of the gaver you're doing is a matana. The halva is just the means. But the gavra, the milui chesar of the gavra, is a matana. And you yourself are not lacking. You, the gavra, not lacking. That neged zedek, the love would be chayiv begufo. Because this is only halva. It starts as halva. And therefore you're not lacking because you're going to get it back. So since this is mugdar as halva, lo cielo kenosha, don't be like somebody who's lacking. Meaning you, the gavra, are lacking. Mamela, you're going to go to the gavra, the lova, and demand what you're lacking back. You're not allowed to do that. You're only allowed to ask for the mammon back, as we said, if he has it. But if he doesn't have it, that means you're going to the gavra to demand it back and he can't give it to you. You can't demand it to be mamala your chisar on the gavra because again, when it started out, it was given as alva. And therefore, there's no chisar in you, the gavra. And you are mamala his chisar on. Because you're not supposed to look at yourself as being lacking. But he was lacking. And since he was lacking, you are fulfilling that chisaron with a matana that the gavra is now taking care of. Just the mamonis you could get back. But you can't act towards him as if there's a chiv below be'atzma. There isn't. There's only a chiv in the mama. The whole nidon is klapi the mama. So if there's money there, then you can take it back. But the fulfillment of his chisar and of the gavra, that's a matana. And mele, you can't go to the gavra if there's no mammon. Say, give it back. So the Torah is saying, don't see yourself as lacking. Even though the Maisa, after you gave the halva, you are lacking. You're right, he's chayv to pay it back, but if he doesn't, then you're lacking. But don't see yourself that way. Lo cielo kenoshe. Don't see yourself as having this chisar. Because then you could be tovei as guf, and you can't. And that it says in Parashas Kiseitse, Kisa shebrecha masha smeuma, that when you lend something to your friend, lashon of noshe, is Masha Smiuma. There it's talking about the Mammon. It's talking about the Mammon. He's Taka Chasa this Mammon. And the Love is Mischaev to pay him back. But Klape the Shame Gavra, no, you can say Masha Smiuma, but not a Noshe. Masha Smiuma is Klape the Mammon. But to see yourself as a Noshe that you're not allowed to do. And therefore we understand the Pirte Yisr of Lo Cielo Kenoshe and not to take ribis. Which we said also is eating into the Gavra, biting into him, that you're not allowed to do. So yeah, the mammon is lacking. But you, the gaver, now look at yourself as you're lacking. Don't be like a no-shit to him. And therefore you can't demand the money back if he doesn't have it. You can't take ribbis. So we explain. And now we can also understand what it says in Pasuk Chavav. If you take this mashkon, adbo shemesh teshivenolo, give it back to him. Kibobo shemesh, sun sets. Kihik suso levada, he simla salor meishka vaya ki yitzak elai v'shemati ki chanu nani. It's his garment, it's his covering, and if he cries out to me, I will hear, and I will hear because I'm merciful. So it's interesting. The pasuk says, you know why I'll hear? Ki chanun ani, because I'm merciful. What does it say earlier on in pasuk chav beis, a few pasukim earlier, when we talk about afflicting a orphan or a widow? There it says shemo eshmatza kaso. Doesn't say ki chanun ani. Why is there a chanunani here and not a chanunani there? Sforno says it's because there's no tviya mitzad adin, since he's chayiv. See the lashon of this forno. Afal pishelo yucha litzok alecha chamas, or yuchayav lecha. He can't scream chamas. He can't scream that you're doing something wrong, because he owes you. Nevertheless, when he cries out, I'm going to hear him. But the question is, I don't understand. If there's no tviya on the on the malveh didn't do anything wrong, the malveh has every right. Because the lover really does owe him. So how could it be that mitzad rachamim, the malva is going to be punished? The mechilta says v'shamati ki chanunani sheberachamim ani maniges olami. The malbim explains that since he's chayiv, how do you punish a person mitzad rachamim? The lov is chayiv, so how are you punishing the malbim mitzad rachamim? And in that the Mechilta explains, Sheberachamim ani maniges olami. Now is that it says, Ki chanunani, is not kapei the shmiya, it doesn't mean, Vayaki yitzak elai v'shamati. Then I'm going to listen to his tzaka because I'm merciful. No. More than that. Ki chanunani v'aki yitzak elai v'shamati, ki chanunani on the whole world. The whole world is berachamim. And therefore, somebody who's not misnaig berachamim is going to be punished. Then I'm not going to treat him with rachamim. And that's the only way a person has kiyum, is if there's rachamim. It's the only way a person can exist. Ayin sham in the malbim. So that's pshat in the pasuk. V'yikitzak elai v'shamati. when he cries out to me, I'm going to hear, you know why? Ki chananani, I run the whole world with rachamim. And therefore, this guy is going to be worthy of rachamim. That's exactly what we've been saying. That there's no inyan of a lack of rachmanis specifically over here on the love, on which the we asked on the malve in this parasha to act with this irachmanis, lack of mercy. More than that, since berachamim ani maniges olami, since God runs his world with rachamim, everybody has to act with rachamim. Because as we explain, because of this, klape the gavra you're chayv in a matana, and not together halva. Because you have no hefsid mammon. It starts that you have no hefsid mammon. It's only halva. So you have to do it. You're not losing anyway. And then this matana that this halva that you're giving because you're not losing anyway. So you're chayv to give it. But it comes out that it's begeder matana now. Once it's given begeder matana of milu chisaron. You have to give it in the first place, al talva. And it's an obligation. Im is a chiyuv. Because you're not losing anyway. And you're being mamali is chisaron. So it's great, but you're not allowed to afterwards demand it back, because now that it's a matana. Meaning, the helping of the gavra. If he doesn't have the mamonis, you can't demand it back, as we explained at length. And Mimela, from this is Mischayev, that you can't be like a Noshe when it comes to this security. When it comes to this collateral, you have to return it every night. Why? Because the Lov himself has no Chiyuv Atzmi. The whole Chiyuv of the Lov is Klapei the Mammon. And if the whole Chiyuv is Klapei the Mammon, and he doesn't have the Mammon, so when it comes to this security, so yeah, the Malvaster attorney is no schus to hold it back. And tak, it's neged adin. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world with Rachmanis, we have to act with Rachmanis. And the Rachmanis is to give this person the loan. You're getting it back anyway. And there's also the matana aspect, because and that's really Yisod Achiyuv, as we explained. It's on me. You're one with him. Therefore, you're giving him this matana of Mili Chisaron, and you're obligated in the first place because it's not even you're not even losing out. Because you're supposed to get the mamonis back. So since it's begeder matana, since it's begeder rachmanus, to not give the avod back is neged adin. The only din one has is when he has the money, you can ask for it back. Mitzad the mamonis, mitzad the etzem halva, and the mashkon. The malva has no rights to ask for the money back when the person doesn't have it, to go to the gavra to keep the mashkon for himself. And therefore, v'shamati. and therefore I'm going to punish. Because now it's neged adin. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maneg olam barachamim, and that's what's mechayev the person to do this mitzvah in the first place. And when he holds back the collateral, the security, that's now neged adin. It's neged rachamim. And therefore Hashem's going to hear the cry of this ani. So that's the mahalach in this mitzvah. And b'tzos Hashem darkeinu, we have a lot more to say. It's Hashem. And I hope that in future shiurim, we will bring more light to the world. And gadol talmud shemevi lidei maisa, we should all be zochet to be among those who give and not among those who take. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.